Hey, listeners, this is your biohacker speaking, aka Katie. If there is one thing I dread, it is walking down the skincare aisle of my local pharmacy. There are just so many options to choose from, and I never really know if something is actually working. So that's why I reached out to Rachel Varga for some TLC and guidance through her one-on-one consultation. And honestly, there is just nothing better than putting your skincare regimen into the hands of someone you trust and who really takes the time to evaluate your skin type and then give you access to products you just won't find on supermarket shelves. Since I'm on camera almost all the time, I really can't afford to get a breakout or have my skin looking dry and flaky. Rachel's protocol has literally changed the texture and complexion of my skin to the point where I'm starting to get ID'd again, which makes you feel good at literally any age. So if you haven't booked your session yet, then head over to rachelvarga.ca to learn more.
Welcome to Beauty and the Biohacker, where we explore the latest tools and trends in self-care, aesthetics, and peak performance to help you live your most beautiful life from the inside out. I'm your co-host, Rachel Varga, a board-certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 19,000 rejuvenation treatments performed on thousands of patients.
And I'm Katie Moore, a self-proclaimed biohacker with 3 years of self-experimenting in the space of health and wellness technology. I'm on a mission to help you achieve success without sacrificing your health or happiness through my YouTube channel, Katie Type A.
So join us as we sit down with some of the biggest innovators in the health space, the movers and shakers of the wellness world,
and unpack some of the biggest secrets in the skincare and longevity space. We are Beauty and the Biohacker, and we're thrilled to have you along for the ride.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to today's episode on the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast. Katie, I'm so excited to sit down with you again today. Literally, hanging out with you is a highlight of my week. It's so good to see you again. And how's your little puppy doing?
Oh my gosh, she is just a bundle of energy, and it's been a wild ride these last few weeks, but it's great. He is just, he's thriving. He's not just thriving, he is full on thriving.
That's perfect. Perfect segue. Because in today's show, we're going to talk about pre and probiotics for beauty and biohacking with Tina Anderson from Just Thrive. And we're also going to be shedding some light and some resources as to how maybe we can support our furry loved ones' gut microbiome as well. And if you have any questions about what we talk about in today's episode, feel free to reach out to us, send us an email, info@beautyandthebiohacker.com, and learn more about us at beautyandthebiohacker.com, and check out our favorites page for top biohacks and special affiliate links and promo codes to help support the show and save you money. And thanks so much to Just Thrive for offering 15% off of your order. Use promo code BB15 at justthrive.com, and that will allow you to save a little bit of money and also continue to support the free content that Katie and I share on the show here. So let me tell you a little bit about Tina Anderson. So Tina Anderson's journey into the world of health had a unique start and some unusual turns. She began her career as a trial lawyer who specialized in settling cases by bringing both sides together, a personal passion of hers. Unity, I love it. Once her second child arrived, Tina left that high-stress job behind so she could focus on her family. Luckily, she was still able to use her considerable legal skills to point her career in a new direction as the in-house counsel for a family pharmaceutical company. But what Tina saw there made her change direction again. Frustrated by the many abuses in the pharmaceutical industry, Tina turned towards the field of natural health and found her life's work. She channeled her energy into learning all she could about disease prevention and overall health maintenance. That led her to discover the importance of gut health and how connected and crucial it is for overall health and wellness. To share her discovery with the world, Tina, along with her husband, created a unique supplement brand called Just Thrive that contains superior probiotic strains of renowned researcher Dr. Simon Cutting. By promoting gut health and probiotics, Tina shares her passion for wellness, helping others live their best physical and emotional lives. Welcome to the show, Tina Anderson. How are you today?
Oh, I am great. Thank you. How are you ladies doing today?
We're doing great. It is so good to see you again. For podcast listeners who have been following the show for a while, this is a repeat or coming back to the show for the second time. So we're really excited to kind of hear about some of the updates from Just Thrive and any new developments on your end. And kind of, I think when we first started talking, you know, almost 2 years ago, you know, the gut microbiome like field has been continuously evolving. So I think there is just so much, you know, we can talk about in terms of updates and what we know now, we maybe didn't know before. So I'm so excited to dive into all those things with you today.
Me too. It's my favorite topic. So I'm excited to be here.
That's awesome. So maybe we can kick things off with a little bit of a kind of gut health biohacking question, because we have a lot of biohackers out there that absolutely love to take control of their biology and really, you know, quantify their health and understand what's going on deep inside, you know, beneath the surface. And so with the Just Thrive supplement line, can you tell us just, you know, based on what you know now, like how a lot of people are stacking your supplements with, you know, like basically like the, you know, your gut microbiome supplements with other supplements in your line and how that all kind of comes together?
Yeah, well, I think so many people are focusing on gut health because it is the biggest biohack out there, in my opinion. I mean, when you're talking about gut health, it is, you know, it is dictating every aspect of our overall health. So I always think it's so funny because you think of, you know, somebody that has knee pain from osteoarthritis or from rheumatoid arthritis, and somebody else who has a skin rash like eczema or something like that, it, those two conditions that seem so different are all stemming from the same cause, which is your gut. So I think biohackers are definitely focusing on the gut because they know that, you know, we need to be taking care of our gut. Like all of the other supplements that biohackers are taking will be absorbed that much better if your gut is healthy. Because if your gut is inflamed by in any way, they're going to have difficulty absorbing all those nutrients. It's not you are what you eat, it's you are what you absorb. And so all of these biohacks that we have, whether it's food, whether it's supplements, they need to be taken when your gut is not inflamed. And the first thing you need to do is reduce that inflammation in your gut by taking care of your gut health. So I think it's really foundational where most biohackers start is your gut health, or at least I hope is where they're all starting.
Yeah. And some of the initial signs, if you're thinking about, okay, how do I know if I have inflammation in my body? I actually want you all to literally look at yourself in the mirror and look at your face and start by looking at your eyes. Are you sometimes noticing a little bit more diffuse redness and swelling and puffiness actually on your lash line? And in case you don't know this, I spent 10 plus years in ophthalmology and oculoplastic surgery. So eye health is something that I have kind of had my finger on the pulse of a long time. Half the population actually has dry eye. And I definitely postulate that there's a huge link between dry eye, dry irritation, puffiness to the eyes, diffuse redness to the corners of the nose and the cheeks, 100% being tied to gut health. So when we sort out inflammation on the insides, you are going to see it in your face. So if, say, you're checking yourself out in the mirror and you are noticing those signs of inflammation, might be time to really focus on taking your gut health stacks that day and perhaps for the rest of the week and all of that. So I like to kind of sometimes cycle my stacks. So I have my skin, hair, nail stack, my gut health stack, my sleep stack, my immune health stack, all kind of labeled. And I just kind of like for gut health, I'll put a G on the top of the bottle and I'll have the bottle lids kind of facing up. And it just kind of helps me understand what I want to focus on. Cause I don't know about you ladies, but it's next to impossible for me to literally take all the supplements that I have daily. So I kind of cycle them. Do you guys do that too?
Yeah, as I sometimes will take a break entirely for a day or two. You know, usually it's just one day a week, but I try to take a break from it. But it is hard. I mean, my goodness, there's so many nutrients we're deficient in, so many things that we know are really helping support our health. And so I don't want to miss out on these supplements, but I also don't want to take them every single day because it is a little bit too much sometimes.
Katie, what about you? How do you organize your supplements?
I take everything every single day.
Like
all 90, all 90 supplements.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I actually like really play it by ear in the morning, how I'm feeling when I first get up, whether or not I do exercise as whether or not I do a cold plunge. Like, I let my body sort of dictate what I need. And so over time, I've become so much more intuitive, and I can tell when I'm having some gut issues that day. I can just feel the indigestion. I can tell if my skin is like, you know, kind of is there's redness, or if I'm even breaking out. You know, I also pay attention very closely to my hormonal cycle. And so I always take supplements that are going to benefit me, especially as I'm leading up to my menstrual cycle. So I feel like when I first started, I was taking everything under the sun, but then I realized like I probably was dealing with a lot of leaky gut issues. Things weren't getting absorbed properly. But I think like between nootropics and gut health and probiotics, there's so many things, and it's some of them are going to be harder to know what's working and what's not, unless you do like a biome gut test or you have some way of quantifying. And I think that's what makes probiotics hard, the hardest to sell, because like they're so good for you, but like you don't necessarily feel immediately like a change, right, Dina?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you're right. Sometimes you don't at all. Just like taking a multivitamin, mm-hmm. you don't always feel a change. But some people, you know, it seems like people are coming to the product first because they have an issue going on. They have gas or bloating or diarrhea, constipation, whatever it may be. And so then they do sometimes notice a difference, you know, probably within a couple of weeks to 30 days at the most. You people should not always, but I mean, that's probably the majority of the people. They'll start noticing a difference. But yeah, there's plenty of people who are just taking because they know our gut is being attacked on a daily basis. I mean, the world we live in is so offensive to our gut health, mm-hmm. and we should be and we know the gut is dictating every aspect of our overall health. We are 10 times more bacteria than we are human cells. I mean, I have to say that again, we are 10 times more bacteria than we are human cells. People need to really understand that we need to be taking care of the bacteria on us, not killing them all the time. And so we want to be supporting that. And so I think that if we just focus on that first, then everything else starts to fall into place. So yeah, I think that just focusing on our gut health is just super important.
And especially as we're like transitioning from wearing masks all the time to, you know, now I think a lot of people are going into stores without masks. And so suddenly, you know, after 2 years of sort of being in your own little oasis, micro, you know, kind of protecting yourself from all bacteria, now you're probably being exposed to a lot more. And so this is probably a really important time for people to start boosting their immune system wherever they can.
Yeah. And I think that's an important point because well before COVID happened, we were screaming from the rooftops, you know, your immune system, 80% of your immune system is found in your gut lining. I mean, it is our gut bacteria that is signaling our immune cells. So our immune system would cease to exist if we do not have a healthy microbiome that is signaling our immune cells to attack something. So again, even before the vitamin C's and the vitamin D's, which are super important, and the zinc and all of those things, super important, we need to first and foremost take care of our gut so that our gut bacteria is signaling the proper immune cells and so that the immune cells are being activated.
So speaking of the gut, we're basically hijacked by all these other microbes. And if we're not careful, they'll run the show of other body systems. And I'll tell you guys firsthand, whenever I would get a breakout, this was a couple of years ago before I started biohacking, before I started to learn which foods were inflammatory for me, before I was really diligent with taking my pre and probiotics and paying attention to my gut, when I would get a breakout, that redness would stick around for a couple of weeks, if not a couple of months, and that's called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. We'll also see issues when there's a misalignment of the gut microbiome and leaky gut to accelerated aging and hyperpigmentation because of overall inflammation going from the gut, leaking out to the rest of the body. So, Tina, why is the gut microbiome so important in every body system? I spoke to the skin, but I'd love for you to shed some light on other body systems as well.
Yeah. So I think I mentioned, you know, people will sometimes come to the product because they have gas and bloating and diarrhea, constipation, and those are certainly signs that you have a gut imbalance. But what the Human Microbiome Project that was launched by the National Institutes of Health told us is that the gut is responsible for virtually all aspects of our overall health. We know that, you know, when you have a leaky gut, which unfortunately they estimate up to 80% of the adult population has a leaking gut and doesn't even know it. We did a double-blind human clinical trial on leaky gut, and we used college students. They were the subjects of the study. University of North Texas did the study, and they found that 55% of these healthy college students, they were not on any medication. They had no, you know, underlying conditions. They all had 55% of them had a leaky gut and did not know it. So, we know that when we have a leaky gut, what that is basically LPS toxins that are in our gut that are not really problematic start to seep into our bloodstream. And then your body creates this inflammatory response. Well, that inflammation could go to so many different of our organs. They could go to our heart, our lungs, our brain, which unfortunately it goes to the brain quite a bit. You know, we know that leaky gut is the number one driver of Alzheimer's. The LPS toxins that seep into your bloodstream is the number one driver for Alzheimer's. So we know it's affecting anxiety. Our gut health is affecting anxiety, depression. It's affecting our heart health, our, you know, cancer, diabetes, any type of disease that you could think of, a non-communicable disease is really associated with that leakiness of the gut and the balance or imbalance of our gut health. So it's really hard to find any condition out there. Like I was saying, rheumatoid arthritis and, you know, eczema or, you know, acne on someone's face, this is all stemming from our gut health. And that's really hard for people to wrap their heads around. And what's so funny is people will come to the product when they have some type of issue, like a, you know, gas or bloating, some gastrointestinal discomfort, but then they will realize like, oh my gosh, I have more energy. I'm sleeping better. I'm able to handle my weight better. I have better weight management. You know, when you're taking care of your gut, all these other things start to fall into place. And I think that's been probably the most unexpected, exciting part about this journey that we've been on is just seeing, I have a friend who said saved her marriage. I'm like, okay, I'm like, that might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but she started taking the product because she's like, I was always so tired. And I thought, I'll just give this a try. You know, I know Tina and I'm going to give it a try. She's like, it literally like saved my marriage because I felt like I'm not tired anymore. When you're releasing those toxins by being regular all the time and really regular all the time, it's like all these other areas of your life start to open up.
I think for listeners that are just tuning in for the first time and maybe haven't heard about Just Thrive, can you just tell us what makes your probiotic supplement so different from all the other ones that you can find in your store?
Yeah. So Just Thrive is made up of an endospore shell type of strains. They're called Bacillus endospores. And so these Bacillus endospores are very different. 95% of the probiotics are not made up of those types of strains. These are very unique strains. They actually were used, or not used, but they were consumed on a regular basis by our ancestors. Our ancestors used to eat off the land. They would eat roots and tubers and different vegetables, and they would eat off the land, and they would eat the dirt from it, and they would get these bacteria. And unfortunately, we don't have those bacteria any longer in our soil. It's been over-farmed, depleted of these nutrients. But if you go to some type of, you know, go to Tanzania, or you go to some tribe that their soil is untouched, you would find these Bacillus endospore shell strains out there. And we wouldn't need to be taking Just Thrive. So, but unfortunately in the world we live in, we don't have that. So the biggest difference between Just Thrive, these Bacillus strains, is their ability to survive the gastric system and arrive alive in the intestines. The majority of probiotics on the market simply don't make that journey. They don't make it alive. So you take them, you swallow them, they hit the gastric system, they hit the stomach. There's all this stomach acidity there. It's meant to be the gastric barrier, where the majority of probiotics on the market are dying off before they ever get to the intestines alive. So essentially you're having dead bacteria therapy. Does it mean it doesn't do anything? No, some people will get some type of symptomatic relief, but it's not making a true change in the gut. With the spore-based probiotics, they have the ability to survive the gastric system 100% because they have this endospore shell around itself. And again, this is not a shell we've engineered or done anything. This is the same shell that our ancestors, you know, when they ate it off the land, they would get the same bacteria, and they had this shell around itself. And it gets to the stomach acid and it's fine because it's got this shell. It's not till it hits the intestines that it takes the shell off. And that's when it goes into its live vegetative cell state. And then when it gets there, it actually has the ability to like attach to the intestinal cell wall. It colonizes. It has the ability to help the pathogenic bacteria go away. And then it helps helps the friendly bacteria, our beneficial bacteria, almost come back to life or thrive or flourish. So it's a very, very different approach. And one of the best examples I love to use is a garden analogy. So if you envision a garden, and the garden has been stepped on and trampled on and there's weeds growing all over, and you kind of compare that to your intestines, the lactobacillus and bifidobacterium approach, which is the majority of probiotics in the market, would throw those seeds in the garden. They probably won't ever get there. They won't survive. But let's say they did get there. They would just maybe plant a seed here or plant a new plant here or there, but it's not doing anything with the weeds. They're not doing anything with the plants that have been stepped on and trampled on. Where the spores have the ability to get into the garden, they go in there, they attach to the soil, they have the ability to get rid of the weeds in the garden, and then they have the ability to bring those plants that have been stepped on and trampled on back to life. So I love to say the spores are basically like the gardener of the gut. They're cleaning up, getting rid of the weeds, and they're helping bring those good bacteria or the good plants back to life.
Wonderful. I love that analogy with the garden. And I have lots of critters in our yard. We have squirrels, we have deer, we have ducks, we have all sorts of animals hanging out. So our soil is good. And there's lots of farms where I live. But if you're in the city, yeah. And like, I love to contact the earth with my bare feet too. So there's also that exchange of being in nature and actually touching nature and allowing your skin's microbiome to be supported in nature, which is really tough if you're living in the cities right now. So this really is something that I believe we need to supplement. And just so everybody knows, this isn't medical advice, what we speak to on the show here. This is educational information only. If you think you have a health condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician or before making any lifestyle modifications. So Katie has a puppy, and I know that she's dying to ask you this question, Tina.
I think for a lot of puppy parents, there's a transition period where they, you know, get all their vaccinations, they get their rabies shot, and then they can start to go outside and socialize with other pets. And that's probably a time in which they're going to get, you know, exposed to the most bacteria outside. So I'm just curious, you know, in terms of the timeline for a dog or your cat to start taking like the Just Thrive probiotic line that you have, can you start as early as 4 to 5 months with the puppy, or is the recommendation when they're a full grown dog and maybe they're going to be able to absorb it better?
Yeah, no, excellent question. And I'm glad you brought that up, because the interesting thing, we talked about leaky gut for humans. Well, dogs actually have a leaky gut too. And so they are exposed to the same offenders that we're exposed to. And so we're seeing this epidemic with dogs having gut issues, you know, from flatulence to like itching all the time to loose stools, whatever it might be. And we know this is happening to dogs because they're outside and like the grass is sprayed with Roundup, and you know, you take them to the park and they're getting glyphosates. Glyphosate is one of the biggest offenders to our gut health and our dog's gut health. And they're really exposed to it because they're playing around in the grass all the time. And, you know, even if you don't put Roundup on your own lawn, you know, your neighbors, you're walking at the park and all that. So it's really important to be supporting the gut health of the dogs. And so absolutely, just like a baby, I mean, we always say babies could take the probiotic strains too. You could open the capsules and sprinkle it on food. And so our pet probiotic is called Just Pets. And we actually have a double blind human, or not a human clinical trial, but we have a double blind study on leaky gut for dogs, which is really incredible, a first of its kind. And so we know dogs are suffering from leaky gut, and we know that these strains that are used in the pet product are actually helping seal up that leakiness of the gut for the dog. So there would be no reason to not, you know, give it to a puppy. The sooner we start supporting their gut health, you know, maybe you don't have to do it every day. You could sprinkle a little bit on in the food, maybe, you know, once every other day or something like that, just to make sure you're super supportive of their gut health.
We're almost like inoculating them a little bit.
That's right. That's right.
And yeah. I'm thinking about this because we're actually going to be growing some of our own mushrooms in our yard, because we have a garden and all sorts of stuff. And in order to grow that, we actually use the spores and inoculate like logs in the backyard. But I had no idea of the concept of dogs trotting around outside, picking up fertilizer and then bringing it back in the home. And like all these people that, you know, hold their dog's paws and like kiss their dog's mouths. And there's totally an environmental exchange of toxins. So I'm just really curious how, if you can speak to prebiotic, probiotic, and gut fortify, how that can potentially protect us from all of these different environmental triggers that we maybe inadvertently expose to in our daily lives, and also from our fur babies.
Yep. Yeah. So our probiotic, like I had explained, is, you know, kind of the gardener of the gut. And it's going in there, getting rid of the weeds, getting rid of our bad bacteria, and helping bring our good bacteria back to life. So our prebiotic is the fertilizer. So it's the food that's feeding the beneficial bacteria. The problem with a lot of prebiotics on the market is that they don't know how to distinguish between the good bacteria and the bad bacteria in the gut. So imagine you're somebody that has an overgrowth of pathogenic bacteria, and now you're taking a prebiotic. It could potentially feed that bad bacteria and make a problem worse. And so it was really important to us as a company to wait to launch a prebiotic until we found the ingredients that could only focus on feeding the beneficial bacteria. So that's why our prebiotic is called a precision prebiotic. It very precisely only targets the beneficial bacteria. So all the stuff that the probiotic is doing, the prebiotic is reinforcing it. So we kind of say the probiotic reconditions our gut. It's really making a true change in that garden and that gut. And the prebiotic is actually going in and reinforcing everything that gardener is doing and helping the good, helping get rid of the bad stuff and keeping that out, and then only feeding the good bacteria. We know diversity is really important for a healthy microbiome. We know that the probiotic alone helps increase diversity pretty significantly. And then the prebiotic, it's like 10 to 100 times fold increase of diversity just by adding the prebiotic. The gut fortify is really exciting because this is the part of our system we call the rebuilding. What the gut fortify is doing, it contains some polyphenols and some amino acids in there, and it's actually rebuilding the mucosal barrier. So we know the mucosal barrier is so protective of our gut lining, and it's also being destroyed, and there's been so many offenders to our mucosal barrier. And so the gut fortify is the rebuilding. It's helping rebuild that mucosal barrier, and also really, really effective. We've seen some pretty exciting results from people who have just been on the probiotic, but then when they start to feel better and see these differences, they're like, I really want to keep going on this. Or maybe they're seeing some improvement but need more improvement, then they add some of these other products in. But the probiotic and the prebiotic are, to me, just a staple. We should be taking them on a daily basis.
You know what I found really interesting? This just gets going to be a very random like anecdote. But when I start to cycle back in probiotics and prebiotics into my diet, my taste buds start to change. I start to crave food that has more natural prebiotics. Like I start to crave, you know, it's very interesting. It's subtle, but I find that my choices are less about like sugar and processed food and more about whole foods. Just curious, is that just like my brain gut axis is like, hey, we're doing the right thing, so let's keep this going.
Yeah, well, it could be. It very well, I'm sure that contributes to it actually. But I also, the other reason is that we know we're getting rid of that yeast overgrowth. You know, we've got that when you're helping your gut, you're getting rid of the yeast overgrowth. And what is, you know, the yeast is craving sugar. And the more sugar you give it, the more you're craving sugar. So it's just, that's why people will say that all this, and like the weight management thing, there's so many aspects of gut health that are dictating somebody. When you start taking care of your gut health, they start to see like, oh God, I'm able to handle my weight better. And that's because you're having less sugar cravings. You know, it's really, we always say it's like your gut that is making you eat the cupcake. It's not you, it's your gut. It's your bacteria that's doing it. So don't beat yourself up. Just take care of your bacteria in your gut.
I think that dopamine hit from chocolate though, there is something about that. I cannot. Yes. Deny. Yep. And there's just like that, you know, you see the chocolate bar and you're like, oh, I know that. Yes. It's going to make me feel.
Yeah, exactly. But you'll probably crave it less. So that'll be good. Yeah. So there's a lot of truth to that.
That's so cool. Talking about this gut brain axis. And it's almost like your body figures out, okay, no, it doesn't need that additional sugar, that additional carbohydrates. One of the things that popped up for me when I was listening to you two both speak to this is if you are consuming substances. So things like alcohol, they're going to make you crave different foods as well. Also things like THC is going to make you munch out and probably reach for those types of foods that might not actually be great for you. And I think that we really have to think about what we are also consuming. I know these last 2 years have led to a lot more substance use and substance abuse. So just pay attention to things that you may unfortunately be giving your body, hoping it's going to give you some type of desirable mental cognitive calm impact, but could actually really be signaling your brain to reach for foods that might actually be making you feel worse. So it's something to really think about when you are making certain decisions, what you're then gravitating towards afterwards. And I know that you have a product called the Calm product. So if some of you out there are kind of like struggling with anxiety and things like that, you're like, how can I make myself feel better? This could be an option instead of just going towards substances. Can you speak to this, how your product could maybe even help that gut-brain connection and help us feel better and more calm and more mentally clear?
Yeah, absolutely. So we know that there's something called the gut-brain axis, which is the communication superhighway, I like to call it, between the gut and the brain. So it's the vagus nerve that connects the gut and the brain. And we know that the gut is sending signals to the brain and the brain is sending signals to the gut. We know this when we have that butterfly feeling in our stomach. We know that, you know, when your stomach gets, if you're nervous about something and all of a sudden you have to go to the bathroom, I mean, it's all tied. And this is scientifically proven. We know that there's that communication going on inside. We also know that there are two big drivers or offenders of brain health. One of them is LPS-derived inflammation, which is what I kind of talked about before with that leakiness of the gut. The LPS goes into the bloodstream, and then that inflammation goes up to the brain and causes inflammatory response by the brain. So now we know that that is one area of inflammation. The other area of inflammation that is that's caused is from external stressors out there. So whether it's where you're in an argument with someone that you love, whether you just have so much to do and not enough hours to do it, which we're all faced with on a regular basis, traffic, whatever it might be that causes you stress, then those external stressors will activate your HPA axis. And then your adrenal gland will start producing cortisol. And that cortisol will start go into your gut and start wreaking havoc. And we all know what high levels of cortisol could do. Obviously, we need cortisol. Cortisol is good. We don't want low levels, but most of us are operating on way too high levels of cortisol. So what we know now is the new product that we are about to launch is called Just Calm. And Just Calm is made up of this very, very important strain called Bifidolongum 1714. 1714 has been studied extensively. What it does is it actually allows ourselves to handle stress better. People who have high levels of 1714 are actually better able to handle everyday stressors. It does this because it actually lowers cortisol. So we know that the Bifidolongum is helping lower cortisol levels. So now with the probiotic, we have we're halfway there, or maybe more than halfway there, by getting rid of those LPS toxins in our bloodstream that are going to go up to the brain. And now we have the 1714 that is going to help us reduce that cortisol level. It also, the 1714 strain was also studied on brainwave activity. So we know that it actually increases theta wave activity. So that helps us get into more of a flow state. So we are so excited about this launch. We have all these people who have pre-ordered it. I mean, it's like it can't come soon enough. Unfortunately, it's a very relevant topic right now. I mean, from children to adults to, elder, I mean, everyone seems to be stressed just putting on the news. But first and foremost, I would suggest just turning off the news and not being so, we have to do lifestyle factors too. I mean, no supplement is going to do anything. We've got to change our lifestyle. We have to meditate. We have to I always tell people when they're trying to take care of their gut, meditate, do deep breathing, whatever it is that calms you down, make drastic changes to your lifestyle. I mean, because this is what's going to bring health to you. All these supplements are going to be great supplements and maybe help you get on your way there. But we just want to make sure that we're, really taking care of our mental health and from a supplement form, but also just from a lifestyle level.
Yeah. It's about everything combined. It's about the holistic care of the person. There's no magic bullet pill out there. You know, we just don't live in that kind of world. And I think, you know, looking at supplements as supporting your overall health is the way to go. So I have a couple of questions about JustCom because I am very excited about this. So first question is, when do you recommend people take it? You know, especially if it's helping with theta waves, is this something you take first thing in the morning or before you go to bed? And the second question is, since you said it, you know, if you're already like incorporating some of the really good Bacillus bacteria that you're getting from your Just Thrive prebiotic and probiotic, should you start there and then introduce this a couple weeks later? Or is there any risk at combining all of them at once?
Yeah, it would be fine to combine them all at once if you're like, I want to go at it. Personally, I like to do things like one at a time so I could see what difference something is making. There would be no problem to start them all at once. That would be not a problem at all. And then as far as the when to take it, so I would suggest it depends on why you're taking it. So if you just are really high strung, you know, I would take it in the morning. I have a lot of energy in the morning. I could probably use to like have my cortisol lowered. So mine is in the morning. But a lot of people like have trouble sleeping. It's a great thing to take before bed just to calm yourself down as well. So, or you could take it both times, you know, you can take it in the morning and right before bed. So whatever time works for you.
It's interesting you're mentioning looking at the timing of your supplements. Actually, over the last week, I've been playing around with taking a majority of my supplements about an hour to 30 minutes before going to bed. Obviously, with magnesium and melatonin, that's when you're wanting to time that. And I've just noticed a tremendous shift in the way that I feel when I wake up. I wake up before my alarm and I wake up and I'm ready to rock and roll. And I'm not feeling tired. So maybe, yes, playing around with the timing, I think, is really great. The thing that I hear a lot about biohacking is that biohacking is for the elites because it costs money. Well, that's not necessarily true because there are also a lot of free ways to biohack. So free tips for gut health are going to include things like remaining calm, right? Like traitor gut, things like that, high stress lifestyles. Yes, absolutely. Your autonomic nervous system is going to be dysregulated. So learn to regulate your autonomic nervous system in a free way using hot and cold therapy and meditation, getting out in nature. Those are all going to be supportive. But what you mentioned about theta state, this is something that I like to access quite frequently. And if I am feeling a little bit riled up, I will go to meditative tracks. I'm part of a wonderful community where I can literally drop into a theta state with these specific type of tracks for good 1 to 2 hours. And I've found over the last month and a half, I haven't really needed to do that because I know that my gut is a little bit better balanced and I'm noticing it truly in my brain. So I think it's good to not be like really rigid with your biohacks, and especially as women, sometimes easing off on the cold therapy might not actually be a bad idea, but being able to know, okay, I'm getting stressed out, and just being able to drop in and regulate your autonomic nervous system will 100% impact your gut and all of that stuff. So I just wanted to drop in some free biohacks to help the gut too.
Yeah, I have another free one. I love those. Those are great ideas. And intermittent fasting. We know that when you intermittent fast, it creates diversity. There are certain bacteria in our gut that actually start to multiply when it's not fed food. So we know that, I mean, intermittent fasting is great for so many other reasons too, but it is an added benefit. And you skip a meal. So it's like, you know, or maybe several, but you skip a meal and that saves you money too. So I definitely am a huge fan of intermittent fasting, and all those other ideas that you mentioned are perfect.
This has been a really lovely conversation. And Katie, Tina, do you have any closing words for today's recording on the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast?
I guess I would always say, like, give yourself grace as you start to try new things. And that's what I always try to tell people. I'm sure your audience is pretty sophisticated already, but I just think whenever we're trying to introduce things, and just, you know, take it one step at a time and take baby steps and give yourself grace along the way. And we might slip up a little bit, but just, you know, focus on gut health and overall health and living the best life that you can. And it's amazing how everything falls into place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And join the fun over at beautyandthebiohacker.com. And when you head over to our our favorites page. You're also going to find that Just Thrive link as well as that promo code in case you missed it. And I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day. I warmly invite you to subscribe to the show here on YouTube, on the podcast, share this episode with a friend or family member that you think would benefit from this message, and head on over to beautyandthebiohacker.com where you can actually work with Katie and I one-on-one. Katie can help you out with your sleep optimization and biohacking optimization, and then I can help out with all of the skin and rejuvenation stuff alongside some biohacking tidbits for slowing your aging. And all of our contact details are found at beautyandthebiohacker.com. I hope that everyone has an amazing rest of the day, and we can't wait to see you all here back on the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into Beauty and the Biohacker today. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave a comment or share it on your social media account, and we'll give you a shout out. And don't forget to head over to beautyandthebiohacker.com to check out all our episodes and our favorites page, where we include our curated list of products with special discount codes just for you guys. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter because we're sharing some exclusive content and giveaways you won't want to miss.